Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Twas the nights before Christmas, despite last-minute stress, few were delivering except Walmart Express.
Stockings were hung by the fire with some care, knowing in about an hour, stuffers would soon be there.
On to the road, Walmart Express delivery went, chock full of wondrous things in the St. Nick of time sent. Let's go!
Get express delivery in as fast as an hour, even on Christmas Eve.
Orders must be placed by 4 p.m. local time on 12/24. Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
Express delivery to y'all, and to all a good night. Welcome to your Walmart.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's a peak renewal time for health insurance. About 500,000 people will be renewing their insurance on the 1st of January, and they may be paying a lot more. But can we avoid that? Well, joining me now is Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, a Loughton company, who's going to help us navigate our way through what is a maze. Dermot, good morning and happy Christmas.
And you too, Pat. Thank you.
So, the general trend is up, up, up.
Yeah, so there's a number of things impacting consumers now. So first of all, it is the peak renewal period. So literally 1.25 million people renewing over the next few weeks. Number two, they need to brace themselves for increases. If they're lucky, 6%. Most people will be facing anything from 15 to 25%. So they need to be sitting down when they open that email, Pat, because it won't be good news. The third thing is that a lot of benefits are being reduced, particularly with VHI on outpatient benefits, and Laya are increasing excesses on a lot of plans as well.
And do they explicitly in the email tell you what is changing about the plan?
They will. To be fair, they have to, and they are very good at making people aware of the changes. But the reality for a lot of consumers now, if they do nothing, they could potentially pay 25% more for less cover. And then the other thing we have, if it couldn't get more confusing, we have quite a number of plans, older plans being retired. That's going to impact anything from 150 to 200,000 people, mainly renewing in January. A lot of VHI's older members renew in January, and they're going to find that the old Plan B options, Health Plus Extra, is gone. They're going to be offered another plan, but it's going to cost them about €800 extra per member. So that's coming their way as well. But
that's
the good
pretty
news,
savage.
It is, Pat. I mean, it's just people need to be very, very careful. And that's why, you know, we've often talked about this. I would encourage anybody now, and even young people now, when they're home at Christmas with their parents, do not let them auto-renew their cover. One phone call to your existing insurer to simply tell them, can't afford that. There's my budget. That's all I can afford for next year. Now, talk to me about similar plans, not identical, similar plans that fit that.
In other words, what do I lose?
Exactly. And keep them on the phone and get them to explain exactly how the new plan compares and what are you losing. And Pat, another really good question. They have all of your claims on the screen in front of them. So another question is simply say, look, if I did move to that plan, all those claims that you can see there, would I have got similar benefits? And people shouldn't forget now we have a new player in the market, Level Health, who came in about 3-4 weeks ago, and they are really stirring it up. They really are kind of putting it up to the others.
You told us they have four plans, A, B, C, D. Are there any tweaks in those A, B, C, D?
There is. So there's four core plans, roughly 10 variations of the four plans as such, but, you know, which is typical in health insurance, and nothing is straightforward, but there are plans there to suit everybody. Now, they haven't launched any corporate plans as of yet, but I expect they will do that probably early next year.
And we expect them to be simple as well.
I think that, Pat, they know fine well that to be competitive, you have to have simple products, you have to have aggressive pricing. That's the only way you're going to get people to switch. And it looks like they are really generating that extra competition. By the way, VHI have just announced new plans from the 1st of January, which appear to be in direct response to Level Health. So the reaction we predicted from the insurance companies, that's now coming true, and that can only benefit consumers as well.
Now, there are ways to reduce the cost of insurance. One is accepting a certain excess. How much does that save?
Depending on the level of the plan you're on and how old the plan is, Pat, if you're on a plan that's on the market 10, 20 years, I mean, you could be reducing your cost from like 2,500, 3,000 euro to maybe 1,500 to 1,900 euro by taking on a small excess. Now, here's the thing. That excess is per claim. So if I have an excess of 75 euro, if I go into a private hospital for one night, 1 week, 1 month, I pay 75 on the total bill. I do not pay it per night. And that's the mistake that a lot of consumers make. So for a lot of people, it is technically a reduction in your cover. But if you're saving hundreds of euro, you know, for most people, it makes perfect sense. Unless you're one of those people who has a chronic condition like hemochromatosis or something like that, where you're going in regularly for day case procedures, you might be getting injections for macular degeneration. Those people, that type of plan wouldn't suit. Mm. But Pat, for 90% of people taking on a small excess, and all these corporate plans, which, by the way, every consumer in the market can join a corporate plan, they all have a small excess on them, well worth looking at.
Now, the question of the benefits. Some people are buying plans because they want the Rolls Royce of plans. And it may say, even though they're living in Tipperary, it says cover in the BlackRock Clinic. And that's not the hospital they'd be going to. Can you shop around to get exactly the hospitals that you would like to go to and therefore maybe make it cheaper?
You can. So what's happened is, we now have more what we call network plans. VHI pretty much have started this and the others are now following suit. So you will see plans where they will be like clusters of hospitals. So you might be living in Galway and all the Galway hospitals are covered, but maybe not the Cork-based hospitals. Yeah. And those plans typically are cheaper. So when you phone up the insurance companies and you're asking them for the closest equivalent plan within your budget, don't be afraid to ask them, well, look, I live in Galway, I live in Cork. Do you have any plans that pretty much cover this jurisdiction?
Yeah.
You see, a lot of people...
I mean, you're covered for every public hospital anyway.
Exactly. Well, Pat, most plans do. They cover all public hospitals. But you'll find, like, the public hospitals are not really an issue. You just want to make sure that...
I'm thinking that if you have a catastrophic injury, you're living in Connemara, but you're going to end up in Beaumont.
Absolutely. And you're going to... So, look, and all of the plans all cover all the mainstream public hospitals. I mean, what you want to make sure is, and once again, there's a life stage thing to this as well. What if I need to go to a specific hospital that specialises in, you know, kidney disorders or neurological disorders? So just be careful stripping hospitals off your plan as well. If there's a big saving, yes, sometimes the saving is minuscule. And look, really, you know, for me, health insurance is always about certainty of cover. If I fall ill through something unexpected or an accident, I want to know I can go into every hospital that I need access to. And that's why people need to be very careful just focusing just on price. Make sure you check out.
What about the added extras like travel insurance?
Well, the new insurance company, Level Health, are giving free travel insurance on every plan, which is interesting. They're also, Pat, giving free cover for every child under the age of 3 on all the plans as well. But there's also other things too as well. Leia, for example, on the 1st of January, even though there's increases and so on coming through, Leia are reintroducing a free cover deal. So any families now thinking of joining or who are struggling maybe and maybe considering taking children off the policy, if you go to Leia on the 1st of January, put the second and subsequent child on a plan called Flex 125 Explore, free for the next year. And by the way, even if I renewed with Leia on the 1st of December, I can phone up Leia on the 1st of January and I can move my second, third and fourth child then onto that plan to get the offer. So sometimes people think when the renewal has passed, they've missed the offer. Not at all.
Yeah, and the problem, I suppose the incentive for the new Level Health insurer is, once they have you under 3, and then the parent has to say, will I really drop Johnny off the plan? They won't drop Johnny off the plan. They'll keep them hanging in there and pay the next time when the premium is due.
And Pat, here's a question we get asked all the time. Is it worth insuring young children? And, you know, and by the way, it's now free to have your child admitted to a public hospital. Yeah. The 80 euro per night charge is gone. But what people need to bear in mind, 8% of the 750,000 people on public hospital waiting lists, and this, by the way, is public data, are children. So children will wait quite lengthy times for, you know, for tonsillectomies and grommets and things like that. So if you want to make sure that your child is not on a waiting list and they get in pretty much straight away, it's not about accommodation and things like that for children. I would encourage people to consider insuring their children, but put them on a different plan to mum and dad.
Extraordinary, though, that people who can afford insurance get their kids treated quicker than those who can't afford insurance.
Pat, that is still the reality. This two-tier system, and look, despite all the promises and all the, you know, the aspirations to improve this, we are going to have a two-tier system for a long time to come. So I would just, and the other thing too as well, if people take their kids off, they forget. If they put their child back on when they're 10, 11, 12, but they have an underlying condition, that won't be covered for 5 years.
Okay.
So just be careful taking your child off, because it is relatively inexpensive, you know, to insure children on your policy.
Now, I've got a few sample questions here in the sense that they probably are typical of what is coming in generally. Now, I just got my renewal from Leia. It's gone up dramatically. My son, 26, my wife and I are on the Inspire plan. Is there another comparable plan that focuses in on semi-private cover and day-to-day? We don't need at the moment ophthalmic and orthopedic. We definitely won't need fertility, and the other stuff is pretty irrelevant to us. Any help would be great.
So, Pat, here's the thing. The plan they have is a very good corporate plan. It's $1,509 per adult. They're not going to get identical cover cheaper. However, one thing, so I would nearly say if they can at all to stay in that plan. However, they have a 26-year-old on that plan. Let's assume the 26-year-old is generally in good health and not really using a lot of the outpatient benefits. I would put that 26-year-old on a lower level, mid-level plan. So Leia have a plan right now called Signify Care, and that plan is €930. So they could save €600 and still have their 26-year-old insured, but keep mum and dad on the same standard of cover that they currently have. That's what I would be suggesting there. So look at splitting the cover.
Health insurance with Leia, my Connect Care 150 plan is up 24% this year, a cumulative rise of 49% over 2 years. Is there a comparable plan that gives full orthopaedic and ophthalmic cover at a more reasonable cost?
There's a really interesting question here now, Pat. So here's the thing. That is a private room corporate plan. It's €2,380 per adult, but they still keep the full cover for the hip, knee and shoulder replacements, which they specifically mentioned.
Yeah.
So, you know, really, they don't have a lot of wriggle room. There is a plan with Leia called Simplicity. Strange name for a health insurance plan. But anyway, it's called Simplicity, €2,200. And it's quite similar to what they have. I would look at that one first of all. That might save them €400. But Pat, for a lot of older members now, they need to think about these shortfalls on hip, knees and shoulders and cataracts. You know, everybody, like I have aches and pains, but I haven't been told a knee replacement is imminent. So it could be 4 or 5 years down the road. You know, like they could look at a plan with Leia called Connect Simplicity, which is €1,650. That will save them like €700 each. You know, and if they aren't,
I suppose in 3 or 4 years' time, you do need the knee operation. Will the insurer come along and say, hang on, that must have been underlying, so we're not going to cover it?
So here's what will happen. So if in 4 or 5 years' time they end up having the knee, hip or knee replaced, there will be a shortfall. But the savings should cover that, number one. Number two, Pat, if you do upgrade in the future, but you have an existing condition, they have you on the lower plan for a further 2 years. So there is that little catch there. But here's the one thing that, and you know, hate to be bad news for your listeners here, Pat, but here's the issue. There's no guarantee the plan they stay on will keep that full cover for hips, knees and shoulders indefinitely. Leia have started reducing that benefit on a lot of their plans. So they do have good cover. I would check out Simplicity. It might save them some money. But for a lot of older members now, we are showing them ways of saving money and taking on what we would call manageable risk.
Yeah.
You know, that you can quantify the risk and you know what you're doing. But look, if I have chronic arthritis and I've been told that joint is going to have to be replaced in the next year or two, then you do not reduce your cover.
Okay. I'm due to renew Health Guide to Home. It's up 10%. Irish Life only offering a downgrade to HG1. Need to keep day-to-day expenses, 2 adults, 2 children and 1 young adult.
So here's what I would say there. It is a very good scheme from Irish Life Health. It's €1,601 at the moment. It will go up on the 1st of January, but I think an awful lot of Irish Life Health members renew on the 31st of December. So, Pat, their starting position is €1,600. I like their plan. If they wanted to save money, right now, there is a plan with VHI called PMI 4316. It is currently €1,456. It will increase on the 31st of December, but if they join by the 30th, they get that rate for another year. I would suggest they look at that. The Health Guide one with Irish Life Health, which has been suggested, Pat, it's only going to save them €75. It's a lower level cover. If they wanted to stay with Irish Life, I'd be saying stay on the Health Guide too.
Love the show. Can Dermot recommend an equivalent plan to Leia Momentum, but at a lower cost?
So this is very similar to the previous questionnaire who's on the Connect Care 150. That plan, Pat, is €2,600. By the way, it's superb cover. Full cover for hips, knees and shoulders, 75% back on outpatient expenses, but it is 2,600. It's gone up quite considerably. There is another plan with Leia called Power, 2,283. It is very similar, and Leia will explain the differences. If they like that, they could save €300 per adult, and they keep most of what they have currently intact.
I'm 68 next week. Is it worth my while getting health insurance at this stage? Because the cover won't, they'll have to pay the extra premium for not being insured.
They will. They're going to have, so here's the thing. On the plus side, yes, they can join any plan. Yes, they'll have the same waiting periods as a 26-year-old. The downside though, Pat, is they're going to have nearly 70% of loadings. I would suggest that they just check out, for example, mid-level plans. So there's a mid-level plan with VHI Enhanced Care 350, which is 1,130. There's a plan with Irish Life, My Plan 350, Leia, that Signify Care. Or Pat, they may want to talk to Level Health on the 26th of December. Level Health reintroduces its 10% discount. Their Plan B 300 will start at 9.36. So even with loadings, it might be affordable to that member. Pat, can I just say to any of your listeners now who maybe can't afford private health insurance or they've had to cancel it, there are other products out there like dental cover. I mean, anybody who's facing a lot of dental work next year, check out these dental plans. Like, you'll get more back on, like with Decare Dental, about 15 plans, you'll get more back on benefit that you'll pay in premium. Or the cash plans from HSF, which cover all of your outpatient expenses. People don't even know those plans exist.
Now, there's one here which is a general question. Can you switch to a new insurer even if you have existing conditions without waiting periods?
Absolutely.
You go from one to the other, to Total Health, to BHI, or whatever.
So, Pat, once again, people need to think of health insurance as you would your car and your home insurance. If I have more than 5 years in continuous insurance under my belt, I've served all my waiting periods. If I have arthritis and I'm covered for, you know, whatever treatment I'm getting, and I switch to an equivalent plan with another insurance company, they must pay my claim. The only thing they can ask me is, how long do I have my current health insurance and what's the name of the plan? And once it's there more than 5 years, they must pay the claims. And anybody who's considering switching, tell the new insurer what plan you have, how long you have it, ask them, will I be covered immediately? And get them to explain the differences and so on. And the people who do that, Pat, they get the best deal.
Do they have good call centres and replies to emails and all that?
They do. The only thing now that we're finding, which is always the same at this time of the year, which is particularly frustrating, particularly when so many people are new at this time of the year, getting through to them can be quite problematic. So I would say to people, you know, phone early, phone late in the evening, allow a half an hour, you know, maybe to get through, have a strong book of coffee.
And the operators, they tend to want to be, they're on your side. They're not the shareholders. They're not trying to maximise the profit. They want to give you what you want.
They do, because once again, like, this is the thing that people don't realise, why I always advocate phoning. All the people you speak to are qualified advisors. The calls are all recorded. They know if they don't give you full information and there's an issue down the line, they will end up paying the claim. So that's why you should always pick up the phone. If you buy online, you are responsible for the decision you make. And if you've missed something, you've no recourse. Phone them up, tell them everything, check everything, disclose everything. And Pat, people will be shocked sometimes at the deals they get.
Okay, a couple of quick ones now. Similar company plan to extra level one, but cheaper.
Okay, so I'm thinking that's company plan extra level one with VHI. So Pat, that right now today, good plan, 2,266. If they want something similar, phone up VHI and ask for the following two plans. PMI 4810, which is 1,935, which is a really good plan. And they have another plan called PMI 2410, which is currently 1,815. Now, Pat, that's one of those plans that doesn't cover all the hospitals. So I think there's one hospital in Sligo and Waterford that isn't covered. But that gives them very similar cover at a much lower premium and still with VHI.
Another VHI I have, PMI 2511. Any alternative to that?
Yeah, the plans I just mentioned, the PMI 2511, Pat, is too expensive. It's currently 2,192. So the two plans I just mentioned, PMI 4810, 1,935, PMI 2410, 1,815.
And a final one, Enhanced Care Complete 75 day-to-day. Should I go for something else?
Yeah, so that plan right now, Pat, that plan is €2,155. It is a good plan, but it's not a full corporate plan. So do you know what, actually, Pat, same again. The two private room schemes that I mentioned, PMI 4810 or the PMI 2410, they can save a lot of money and get better cover with VHI.
And the very last question, my husband and I both in our 70s have medical cards, but we're still paying for health insurance. Do we really need it?
Absolutely. Do not give up the health insurance, because all the medical card does, it gives them access to the public system for free. And those medical cards, that, you know, they can be revoked or whatever. If you want to make sure you get treatment quickly and you choose whichever consultant, whichever hospital and so on, Pat, maybe look at reducing their cover, but don't cancel, because then they have all those waiting periods again. So absolutely keep their cover.
If they can afford it, keep it up.
Absolutely.
Dermot Good of Total Health Cover, which is a Lockton company. Dermot, thank you very much.
My
and
pleasure,
happy
Pat.
Christmas to you.
Same to you and your listeners.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Was the nights before Christmas, despite last minute stress, few were delivering except Walmart Express.
Stockings were hung by the fire whistle care, knowing in about an hour stuffers would soon be there.
On to the road, Walmart Express delivery went, chock full of wondrous things in the St. Nick of time sent. Let's go!
Get express delivery in as fast as an hour, even on Christmas Eve. Orders must be placed by 4 p.m. local time on 12/24. Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
Express delivery to y'all, and to all a good night. Welcome to your Walmart.